This is Wizard of iPhone Speaks, special series 2, number 11-04274, identification. This is one of my favorite podcast features. In case you're wondering about the quote marks, it's a newspaper term. My favorite podcast department is Accidental Foods. In the past, I've done Buffalo Chicken Wings, Caesar Salad, and Manhattan Clam Chowder. Today, it's everyone's favorite condiment, ketchup. Can you name the most widely read feature of a daily newspaper? I'll wait. This podcast series is sponsored by Mouse Calls of Bellevue 37221, and we'll hear from them next. Mouse Calls of Bellevue 37221 has been my provider of computer service and repair since the days of my Mac 2 Plus, before the world ever heard of Google. VIP Silver is intended for seasoned citizens 55 and older, and it's available at the introductory rate of $23.95. VIP Silver is total protection and backup for your digital devices. Moving your backup to off-site storage, if you operate a business, consider buying VIP protection for your business records and devices. After the flood of 2010, 90% of those businesses which lost data failed to reopen. Think Opryland. Listeners may call Mouse Calls at 615-662-0235. Use the coupon code WOODY for a $19.95 rate for the first 3 months. VIP Silver subscription includes Mouse Calls weekly tip ticks and alerts delivered directly to your inbox. Call 615-662-0235. Do it right now. Answer, it's the daily horoscope. FYI, in newspaper terminology, sports is a department that contains local content. Features, on the other hand, are syndicated. They are purchased. During the early years of the 21st century, up-and-coming gourmets called ketchup stodgy. By 2018, ketchup was a classic, but it can still cause trouble. Here's a fun fact little known by few, but the third ingredient of both ketchup and mustard is vinegar. I watched a Rachel Ray cooking show, and one day she combined both ketchup and mustard and then added more vinegar. Ketchup is not just a name. It's a trademark owned by the H.J. Heinz Company of Pennsylvania. During the 90s, Pace's Picante sauce, not from New York City, made a brief run for the tables of America. It didn't last. President Trump got lambasted in the media for asking for ketchup at a state dinner in Saudi Arabia. I'm a former New Yorker myself, and I know that any chef worth his salt would take offense. But here's the rub. If I were served a well-done slab of cow, I'd ask for ketchup too. After all, at a state dinner, I can't send it back. So, gentle listener, let me remind you, sometimes it's like your mother might have said, that's your supper, eat it.
This is Lily Hudson from LilyHudson.com with your healthy eating tip of the week. When you sit down to your meal, do what restaurant food critics do. That's right, eat like a food critic. Eat with all of your senses. First thing, notice. Look at all the beautiful colors, the way it's presented on the plate. Next, take a deep, long inhale through your nose and notice all those wonderful aromas. Finally, take a small bit on your fork or your spoon and put it in your mouth. First, notice where you taste it on your tongue, the front of your tongue, the back. What do you taste? Sweet, salt, that savory flavor? And notice the texture. Is it crunchy? Is it cold? Is it smooth? Use all of your senses to enjoy your food. You'll find that you're eating less, enjoying more. That's right. Eat like a food critic. You can do this.
Earn a Starbucks gift card. We'd like to hear from you. I'd like to reward your content suggestion or app nomination, or have you ask a digital question, or otherwise provide content or commentary. Call 615-584-2717, go to voicemail, leave your message, and contact information. That's 615-584-2717, go to voicemail, and you too can have your 15 seconds of fame. If I use your nomination, watch U.S. Snail for a Starbucks passport. P.S. Starbucks gets it. Their cards are no longer plastic. I'm writing a three-part series on everybody's favorite president, Harry S. Truman. Harry Truman remains popular today because he's the source of so many colorful anecdotes, and he's a writer's best friend. This series will begin with my critical review of a new biography entitled Accidental President. This has been the Wizard of iPhone Speak Special, Series 2, Number 11, 04274 Identification.